Bible study. Can a child of God be under a generational curse? Introduction. Many believers struggle with the idea of generational curses, the belief that sins or misfortunes of one's ancestors can still affect them today. This idea comes from Old Testament passages where God warned that sin would affect future generations. However, through the cross of Jesus Christ, the believer's standing before God has changed. In this study, we will explore what Scripture says about generational curses and whether they still apply to those who are saved, baptized in Jesus' name, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Number 1. Generational curses apply to the disobedient, not the faithful. Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 and 6. NKJV. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. These verses show that the curse affected those who continued in sin, those who hated God and followed in their father's rebellion. But the next verse contrasts this by saying mercy is shown to those who love and obey God. In other words, generational curses were conditional and connected to disobedience, not automatically passed to everyone in the bloodline. Number 2, the blood of Jesus breaks every curse. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, NKJV. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. When Jesus went to the cross, he became the curse so that we would no longer live under any form of curse or condemnation. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, NKJV. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This means that when a person is born again, their spiritual lineage changes. They are no longer under Adam's bloodline or their earthly family's curse. They are under the bloodline of Christ. The curse stops at the cross. Analogy: the prison gate and the new citizenship. Imagine a person who grew up inside a prison. Their family had always lived behind bars, generation after generation, trapped by chains and walls they could never escape. But one day, the king himself comes, pays their debt in full, and opens the gate. The prisoner walks out free, given a new name, a new home, and new citizenship. Now, that person may still feel like they're in prison at times. They might dream about the cell or still think like a prisoner. But legally and spiritually, they are free. They don't belong to the prison anymore. They belong to the King. That's exactly what Jesus did for us on the cross. He paid the price, broke the chains, and gave us new citizenship in his kingdom. We are no longer tied to the sins, curses, or failures of the past. We belong to Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, NKJV. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Number 3. Believers may experience patterns but not curses. Some Christians confuse family patterns or learned behaviors with curses. For example, a family may have a history of anger, addiction, or fear. Those are not spiritual curses once you are in Christ. They are areas that require renewing of the mind and spiritual growth. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. NKJV. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. John chapter 8, verse 36. NKJV. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. A true child of God has authority over every stronghold through the Holy Ghost. While the enemy may attempt to influence, he no longer has ownership or legal claim over a redeemed believer. Conclusion. The Bible is clear. A born-again believer cannot be under a generational curse. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross completely broke every curse, chain, and bondage that once held humanity captive. While certain struggles may linger due to habits or unrenewed areas of life, they are no longer curses but opportunities for God to show his power through sanctification and growth. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, NKJV. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So stand firm in your identity. You are redeemed. You are free. You are a new creation. and every curse has been broken at the cross.